You're listening to Clifford Kelly on Straight Truth Radio, the podcast.
God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Straight Truth Radio Podcast, the place where the lip of truth endures forever. I am your host, Cliff Kelly. Thank you for tuning in here, where we're just trying to bring understanding to end time events. We want to thank you again for tuning in, and we're just going to dive right into this episode, which this is part two of our Piercing the Power of Darkness. Piercing the Power of Darkness. Again, we talked about the enemy, the adversary, the accuser of the brethren in Revelation, who we know accuses us day and night, who goes back and forth to God to say that the saints, those blood-bought trophies of grace, that we are not worthy of the sacrifice that he has made for us, that we're not worthy to be called his sons, his children, that we are not worthy of the power and the grace that he has given us. He is called the accuser of the brethren, and he has deceived the whole world. Now, we started out last week when we were talking about Satan. We were talking about how he goes forth in his power and in his authority, but how we're talking about talking about piercing the power of darkness, but how we combat and how we gain the victory over him by power, truth, and light. We're talking about that, and this is going to be, as I kind of discover now, a series of thoughts. We don't have time to exhaust all of it in just this episode. It's going to be a series of thoughts because there's so much to say. And then there's some other things that I want to share with you. So now, let me first of all, let me lay the foundation by giving you the scripture here. So right here in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and I'll start with the 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is what we have to remember. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may prove. Wherefore, take on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And then Paul goes on to naming the armor, the soldier's armor. But for the sake of reading, we'll do it in your hearing anyway. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having your breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the shield of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, I want to back again because we're talking about piercing the power of darkness. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, the rulers of darkness of this world. One of tools that we have to remember, and we don't have time to unpack it all, but one of the tools that we have to remember that Satan fights us in is the spirit of condemnation. Now, what is condemnation? Condemnation is that trick whereas he pronounces you to be guilty, to sentence you to punishment. He brings judgment on you. Again, he is the accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. However, we have to remember, what does Jesus say about condemnation, though? In chapter 3, verse 18, he says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Watch this. So when Paul Wall down there in Houston, you know, he had that phrase, he used to always say already with his country self. Well, before he said that, Jesus was already saying already. So when you believe, when you refuse to believe on him, you have already been sentenced to condemnation. Let's continue to read. So he says, latter part of verse 18, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Because, why? Because their deeds were evil. So we have to remember, we have to take a righteous stance. And one of the things that is so important to look at and to make sure that you and I navigate through as believers in Christ is that, keep in mind, there is a spirit that in the world that Satan unleashes and uses his imps to shower on those who would try and walk godly before him. He will use spirit of condemnation. He will tell you, you can't judge. You know, no one can judge me, and who are you to judge? Now I've referred to it before, but every time I read the Word of God, even some of the same scriptures, you still get a deeper and different revelation from it. I want to take you back again to a scripture that I refer to all the time. I have referred to in passing all the time. Watch this. I'm going to go back here to Psalms 82. It should all sound familiar to you. Watch this in Psalms 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. Now, first of all, watch this. God is standing in the congregation. He's standing. He's taking his stance. Not only is he standing, but he's taking his stance among the congregation of his mighty. He judgeth among the gods. Now, some have made the mistake of saying, well, he's not talking about mankind. He's talking about angels. Okay, let's continue to keep reading. Verse 2. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Deliver the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All of the foundation of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Now, let me stop there. Now, let's backtrack, and I want to show you how God is not talking about angels. Watch this. He immediately says, how long will you judge unjustly? So he's giving somebody the right to judge. He's telling you, he's saying right here, right off the bat, that your judgment is wrong. It's off kilter. How long will you judge wrong? When will you judge the way you're supposed to? Watch this. And accept the persons. Did that sound like an angel? Sound like humans, human beings to me. And accept the persons of the wicked. He says, defend the poor and the fatherless. Angels don't have, well, in the right course of things, angels don't have mothers and fathers and children and all of that. He's not talking about angels. He says, rid them out of their hands. So the foundations of the earth. Who has God given dominion to on the earth? They know not, neither will they. Verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk in darkness. So watch. He's not talking about angels walking in darkness. Because men walk this earth. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Now, verse 6. I have said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Now, Jesus said that. Oh, and I meant to write that verse down. Jesus said that. He said that. Someone find that for me and just put it in the chat. He said that when he was being rebuked among the other Jews. He said, is it not in your laws that I said ye are gods? Who is he checking? He's not checking angels. He's checking his fellow Jewish brethren. So he's not talking about angels. He's talking about men. And God said, I have called you gods. But if you're not walking in your righteous authority and that authority that God has given you, he's called you out before the foundation of the world, brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And if you have not walked according to the course that he has set before you, then yes, you are out of order and you will die as a mere man. And watch this. And fall like one of the princes. Now watch. I'm going to show you. This is the angel that people are confusing and talking about. Remember when in the book of Daniel, when the 70 years of captivity is up, and Daniel knew that their period and their time of captivity had ended. And so he says, he's praying, and the angel was trying to come to him to give him the answer. And when he finally got to him, he said, I've heard you when you first prayed. Why did it take so long for him? He said, I heard you when you first prayed 21 days ago. Now, why did it take the angel to get to so long to get to him? He said, but the prince of Persia had him tied up and they were in a wrestling match. He was fighting, fighting the angel who was trying to get to Daniel to see him about his words. Do you not know that the angels that God has assigned to you, that they have come to see about your word? But first of all, how are you living? How are you walking? Are you giving the angel, are you giving God something to look after? Now watch this. Again, I have to ask you, how long will you judge unjustly? How long will you let this stuff that's going on around you, you know, Just let it go on, and not say something about it. Now, if you know me, you know I don't care. You know, I was condemned a lot because I would dare say what the Bible was saying, and when I was saying what the Bible, I was giving my interpretation, my revelation of what I'm hearing God say through His Word. Hey, look, God is saying this. You know, God is saying that. And then in that last administration, when people wanted to condemn me, he said, "Are you going to condemn Trump?" I said, "Why would I condemn Trump? If are you asking me to condemn what God is doing? Is that what you're asking me to do? Did not God say that He has placed His name in Jerusalem? So when He placed the embassy back in Jerusalem, where it was supposed to be in the first place, are you going to tell me that God is not with that?" But then let me ask you, all of you who wanted me to condemn him, are you condemning this man now? Who, what, preachers, those of you who are calling me out, are you condemning the lies that are being told in this administration? Are you condemning you know, men can have babies now? Are you condemning that? Let's go quickly. Let's go to the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 6. "These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination to me. A proud look." Yeah, you said that about now. Okay, well, are you addressing it now? Okay. "A lying tongue." Yeah, you talked about it back then. Are you talking about it now today, preacher? "Hands that shed innocent blood." Sounds like abortion, don't it? Are you saying anything about that, preachers? "An heart that deviseth evil imagination." A heart that devises evil plans, wicked plans. "Feet that are swift and running to mischief." A false witness that speaketh lies. "He that soweth discord among the brethren." Preachers, are you condemning these things today? I don't. Hello, lights. What are we condemning these things today? Why is it? And I cannot remember, what is that man's name? That actor that played The Hobbit. I can't think of his name, but he played in a movie where he had all these personalities and everything. He was a scared child. He was a woman. He was this beast. And then they even made a sick, and when they caught him, they had him in a psych ward, right? He had all these personalities. They made a sequel out of it. And they had Bruce Willis's character, who's supposed to be a superhero, he couldn't die, and Samuel Jackson's character, Glass. You just sneezed on him, and he would just break bones. But he was just such a brilliant man. But watch this. This character, he had all these personalities, and he was deemed crazy. They had him in the psych ward. So let me explain to you. Let me ask you this. If you got all these personalities and from one moment to the next, you can be this and you can be that and you can change and do this and do that, and that was crazy, you needed meds for that, had to be in the psych ward, how come it's okay then for me to decide tomorrow or right now at this instant that I'm not Cliff? I'm Kathleena or whatever. I'm a woman. I identify as this or I identify as that. Why is that not wrong? Think about that, preachers. You want to condemn that? I don't hear nothing. I ain't heard nothing. But now let me hurry up and get to very quickly, because I spent a lot of time on that. And just We have been trying to set up and tell you to be on the lookout and be in prayer, because the sixth trumpet war, which World War III, we know has been drumming up. We got Russia and Ukraine, and that whole thing has been going on. But just this week, be in prayer, just this week, there have been two major things that have happened. In Daniel 7, when we talk about the beast that will exist in the last day, the lion, the bear, the leopard with the wings, the lion with the eagle's wings. There is an article released by, I check out all news, internet news. I check it all out. There is an article by, I think it's called The Voices of America. They have just released, there was an article released, I think it was on the 26th, whatever day that was this week, Thursday or Friday, where the United States, Britain, Germany are now releasing tanks to assist Ukraine in their battle against Russia. Now, will this move us closer? And I just happen to mention those three countries because it's more than just ironic. It's not ironic at all. I find it fulfilling a little bit to the voice of Scripture and Daniel 7, that these beasts were mentioned and that they will be in existence in the last day when the Ancient of Days come to bring his reign, to bring his reign in. Well, these countries have just released an order that they will send their tanks to help Ukraine in their battle with Russia. Now, what does that mean? Because when we read the book of Revelations, chapter 13, we have to remember that in chapter 13, what Daniel saw in chapter 7, John sees in chapter 13, but these individual creatures are now one combo beast. So that means the body of the bear is supposed to be in line with the rest of these countries, but yet Russia's not thinking that way right now. There has to be, remember, President Biden just last year, early part of last year, said that there seemingly must be some regime change in Russia. So let's be on the lookout to see what happens here. Because remember, Russia has a covenant with China and with Iran. And remember, Iran is along that border of the Euphrates River, where in Revelations chapter 9, verses 6 or so, somewhere around there, when the angels is released, when the four angels are released from the river Euphrates, then when that war begins, that is the actual war of World War III. That is the actual war, the Sixth Trumpet War. What's happening with Russia and Ukraine, it is not World War III. But it's not that it can't morph into, because of other parties involved that are connected with both with Russia and with Ukraine right now. But not only that, but Israel has just I think it was just on the news last night, had just been under attack again, where they were honoring the holiday or the celebration or the memory of the Holocaust. Then a shooter comes in and shoots up a synagogue, and then he is retaliated on. And then a drone strike happened in Iran in response to the shooting in Israel. So let's pay attention to all of the things that are happening right now, because I'm telling you, we are closer now than when we first believed. And so It is my prayer that if you are not in a church somewhere, that you get in a sanctuary somewhere, that you dive into this word of God, that you reach out and hit me up so you can understand why it is we say these things in reference to eschatology and the things to look out for. Remember, when World War III happens, a third of all mankind will die, unfortunately. It's very unfortunate. But you need to be saved. No matter how you leave here, you need to be saved. And so that is all we have for this for this evening. We're going to be shortening up our episodes as we move forward. It'll give us more meat down the road, but we have to shorten up our episodes because of the algorithms and the other avenues that we have been blessed with to be able to send our episodes on. We have to kind of streamline some things. So again, we thank you. It's necessary that we have to do these things. But again, we love you all. God bless you. This is the Straight Truth Radio Podcast. Again, the place where the lip of truth endures forever. I am your host, Cliff Kelly, bringing understanding to end time events. And remember, hold on to him who is able to keep you from failing and from falling. Remember, we are not sinless. We sin less because of him who became sin for us. God bless you. We'll see you again next week. Take care.